For our second guest, we'll say good morning to Maureen Pollack.
Good morning.
Maureen is the Activities Director at University Living here in Ann Arbor. Thanks for being here this morning.
My pleasure, Sheila.
Maureen, what is University Living?
University Living is an assisted and independent living facility that also has a memory care unit. And it's a smaller facility, and it is located on South Main Street in Ann Arbor.
And how did you end up working at University Living?
Well, I had 5 years of experience at a local skilled nursing facility, and I found out about the job and interviewed and absolutely loved it the second I set foot in there.
And how long have you been there?
I've been there since May of 2007.
And what's your role?
I wear many hats at University Living. Mostly I do the planning of activities, but it also involves supervising staff, volunteer coordination, and working with the community to increase the quality of life of the residents.
I was going to say, I have your schedule here, and just organizing activities looks like it's a huge part of your job.
Oh, absolutely. I work with the fitness director and Dr. Edelman, who is a professor emeritus from University of Michigan. He also is a big part of our program and a big draw to University Living. He does a themed discussion every year with the residents and students of U of M. This year, it's the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Each topic varies from year to year, but that is this year's topic. And he also does a Learning to Love Opera series. So I coordinate with his schedule and June's.
Oh, you're busy. So who else do you work with there besides June and Dr. Edelman?
Well, really, I have to work with everybody, all the disciplines, whether it's for parties, you know, I have to work with the kitchen staff, helping to coordinate that. Also, I have lots of volunteers, both from University of Michigan and Eastern Michigan University. We connect them with residents on a one-on-one basis and also through group activities and outings, independent volunteers, spiritual support, and volunteer groups.
And who lives at University Living?
We have a variety of different people that live there. Generally, it's 65 plus. I'd say most of the residents are in their 80s. Very, very wide range of people, different abilities and interests, and they surprise me every day.
And so coming up with activities that are appropriate, I'm sure, is a lot of fun.
Definitely. You hit it right on the head there. I am challenged. And it makes my job a lot of fun.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Maureen Pollack, Activities Director at University Living. So Maureen, can you talk a little bit about the special things University Living offers?
I think that besides Dr. Edelman's events, the fitness program is wonderful because we usually, I would say, activities programs have to take on all of those events as well. Having a separate fitness director and personal training is wonderful. We also do all kinds of things. We have our own garden. We do current events, of course, parties, and we do special events with lectures and things like that. It was my goal this spring through the fall to bring one lecturer each month when Dr. Edelman wasn't in season to come and talk about different things. We had Miriam Winter here last week talking about her experience as a hidden child during World War II, different talks on Navajo culture. So it's all over the place.
Can you give an example of a day at University Living?
Oh, boy. Well, there's fitness groups throughout the day. We usually do something as well in the garden level in the morning and afternoon, which is the memory care unit, the activity staff. We may have an outing. Sometimes it's a practical outing like going to Meijer, which we do weekly. Sometimes it's a non-practical outing like going out to lunch. We like to go to nights or to a museum or something of that nature. We do crafts. We might make bread in the afternoon. We might have a birthday party, something like that. The activities actually go through 6:30 or 7 o'clock at night.
So you're keeping everybody pretty busy. They have a lot of options.
Yes, I believe so.
Good. And so you were talking about the other organizations that you worked with in the community, like Eastern and U of M. You mentioned what does that involve?
Well, I get a group from Project Outreach and Project Community, both from University of Michigan, in the fall and the spring, and their groups through the School of Social Work and the School of Psychology. So I have groups come in and they need basically hands-on experience with an older adult, and that could be them working one-on-one with them, playing a board game, helping out with a group or an outing, something like that. And they each, I believe they all need about 40 to 60 hours a semester. Now, with Eastern students, it's more personal for me because that's my alma mater, and I work with my old professor, Dr. Thomas, who is the head of the department there of recreational therapy, and sometimes he sends students my way to complete fieldwork placements, sometimes even internships, and we have a connection there.
And I understand you have an author living at University Living.
Yes.
So what's his book about?
Well, his book is entitled Presidential Elections 1789 through 2008, and he co-authored that book with two of his colleagues within the last couple years. And that's going to be exciting because all three of them are going to be coming to University Living to talk about the book in the next couple months.
Our guest is Maureen Pollack, Activities Director from University Living here in Ann Arbor, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. So Maureen, which activities do the residents seem to like the most?
That's a really hard question to answer because it varies so much, but I would say, initially people come in a lot of the time for Dr. Edelman's programming or the fitness programming, but we have a lot of interest in lunch outings, bingo, which is could or could not be surprising, current events discussions, wine and cheese. They come out of the woodwork.
I bet they love it.
Yes. And I would say actually the biggest thing that brings the most people and they share a love of is any musical event, any live music event, whether it's classical or not.
So indicative of their era. A lot of them listen to a lot of music.
Absolutely. But also there are a lot of classical music fans. And, you know, with the changing over of generations, it's changing.
And so when you're working with your residents, I mean, how do you really get them to engage?
It's different for everybody. And sometimes it takes time with the transition once they get there. But really the key for us in my department is to do an initial assessment with them. And that involves sitting down with them and completing the assessment. Also talking to their family, observing them, looking in their chart. Really getting to know them personally and knowing how to connect with them. Also, you know, being educated on what possibly might prevent them from things if they have a disease, if they have, you know, even just personality-wise, you also have to really respect their preferences. If they really don't want to go to something, you certainly can't force them. So really, it's just, encouragement is the main thing, and you have to know how to do that.
And you mentioned Dr. Edelman. He's actually going to be on the show in about, I think, 6 weeks. He's going to be here with us. So
excellent.
You'll have to let him know about your experience while you've been here.
Definitely.
Do you have any favorite stories you want to share?
Well, it happened about 3 years ago in the summer of 07, and basically it was just a breaking of a stereotype for me. There was a resident in his 90s, and he was walking down the hallway. He was a very, very upbeat and fun guy. He was walking down the hallway with his walker, wearing his Skechers sneakers, and just picked up his BlackBerry and started talking on the phone. And I just doubled. It was my first experience ever seeing that. And later on, he told me that I had to get with the times and that I needed to get a BlackBerry.
And he was 90?
He was over 90.
Over 90?
Yes, so he was a wonderful man anyway, but that cracked me up.
What did he do before he moved to UL?
He was living, I believe, in New York City in an apartment. So it was a big change for him. But
oh, I'd say it was.
Yes, absolutely.
Was his family here? Is that why he ended up in Ann Arbor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maureen, you mentioned BlackBerries. That's pretty up-to-date technology.
Yes. I am not the most technological person, but if there is someone that's interested in learning that sort of thing, we have several students at University Living as volunteers that are willing to help, whether it's through a group or we connect them one-on-one. with the resident to help mm-hmm. them with that sort of thing.
Do they use computers at UL too?
There is a computer there in the library, and there are some residents that use that computer, and also some have them in their room. So yes.
Do you do classes, computer classes at all?
We have gone to the library for computer classes, yes, and set them up with volunteers.
So the volunteers then that you have that come in are from U of M?
Mostly.
Okay.
Yes.
And so they really get some of that one-on-one quality interaction with them.
Absolutely, as well as other volunteers from the community.
Who else do you have that comes in?
We have different spiritual support, all different denominations. We also have Ed Cass, who comes in and does Shabbat once or twice a month with our Jewish residents, and Jewish Family Services provides volunteers. We have independent volunteers.
So you mentioned you take your residents out to eat tonight. What makes that a favorite restaurant?
Well, it's a place that the staff there are very helpful, and the food is homemade, and the whole restaurant experience there. Everything about going there or in restaurants like that makes it a great experience for the residents. So the food and the service, and you know, they're accessible. And I think some of the residents actually used to go there a lot before they moved there. So it's reminiscent.
It's familiar to them then.
Absolutely. The residents really love good food. So we're lucky to live in Ann Arbor where there's places like Zingerman's and other great restaurants too.
Maureen, you mentioned a memory care unit. What special things do you do in the memory care unit?
We do all kinds of activities for them, but something that comes to mind is different sensory stimulation. We do aromatherapy. We do hand massages, including aromatherapy, and we like to use essential oils like lavender that's calming, or rosemary, things like that. We also combine the different floors for groups that, you know, so we do have inclusive groups, but we do have some exclusive groups to make things appropriate for the residents. One thing that's really special that we have is a volunteer, Ron Weedbush. He has a dog. He has a white German Shepherd who is a rescue and therapy assistance dog who actually assists Ron on a day-to-day basis, but he comes in and does different groups with the residents and in the memory care unit, and the residents just light up when they see him. We also go on outings with the dog and Ron sometimes, which is really neat. We'll go to the park, take walks, Dairy Queen. It's pretty cool.
And Maureen, how can people get in contact with you?
Well, our telephone number is 734-669-3030, and our web address is univliving.com. That's univliving.com.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Maureen. It's been really great to have you on the show.
My pleasure, Sheila. Thank you.